The Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 116. If I were to sum up what I do with my clients in one sentence, I'd say it this way. I teach my clients how to fall in love again after a faith transition and a mixed faith marriage. I want to talk about this process of falling in love again in today's podcast. First, I want to address the reasons we fall out of love, and then we can talk about how to fall back in love. But I think it's really important to address the reasons we fall out of love, because a lot of times being aware what they are, we can prevent them, we can address them, we can be more proactive regarding them. It's really, really hard to run around a track if there's a lot of hurdles in the way. So it's good to know what those hurdles are so you can remove them, so you can run around that track with a great deal more ease. So let's talk about now this list of the reasons you fall out of love. This is not exhaustive. This is just some things I've seen personally and professionally that I want to highlight, and you can explore your own relationship and see if these line up with your experience or if your experience is a little different. But it's mainly to get you start thinking and looking at your relationship from this lens. Okay, reasons people fall out of love. One that I see is you fall out of love because you fall out of practice. When I say practice, I mean you stop practicing being in love, because being in love takes a little bit of practice. So let's talk about both those pieces. One is a faith transition in a mixed faith marriage, a lot to deal with. Frankly, just having kids and being active in the church is a lot to deal with. Building a career, maintaining a house, it's a lot to deal with. Like being an adult in today's world, and then you layer on top of it all this other stuff, like a faith transition and a mixed faith marriage, it's a lot to deal with. And sometimes when we just get distracted or overwhelmed by all the stuff there is to deal with, we fall out of love because we stop thinking loving thoughts. We stop feeling loving feelings, and we stop acting in loving ways because we're distracted by all this other stuff going on around us. Now, this doesn't mean you're not lovable or a kind or a good spouse. It just means you're an adult dealing with a lot of adult stuff. All right. And so the love just gets misplaced for a season. We get out of practice. We get out of the habit of doing the things that helped create and maintain and foster it in the first place. Now, I consider this reason to be one of the easy ones. It's you just start doing them again, right? And things improve relatively quickly. So reason one, you just fall out of practice. You stop doing the things that maintain a love, maintain you experiencing, feeling, and showing love. Another reason you may fall out of love is, and again, this ties into a mixed faith marriage, maybe before the faith transition and the mixed faith marriage, you started to fall out of love before that. Like the first one is a lot of times the busyness or the distraction or the challenge of the mixed faith marriage and the faith transition can distract one from practicing those loving things and engaging in those loving things. Sometimes you fall out of love way before the mixed faith marriage. This may be, you know, super busy with kids, super busy with work, super busy with church stuff, whatever, just distracted by other things in life. And before the faith transition and the mixed faith marriage, love became a little neglected. It wasn't given the full-time attention and energy that maybe it needed or deserved. So this one's a little bit harder to work from because there's more years perhaps of neglect. And when I say neglect, I'm using that just your own practice, neglecting your own practice of creating love for you to experience in your body as it pertains to your relationship and your marriage. This this can happen when we slip into roles and we just get really good at just doing our job in our marriage. You know, these are my roles, I'll do them, you do your roles, and things chug along pretty smoothly on the outside. But loving practices like loving thoughts, loving feelings, and loving actions, that's primarily what I mean when I say loving practices, are being somewhat neglected. And this one can be tricky to even notice the lack of love because things are getting done, things are moving along pretty well, but that doesn't mean that loving practices are being sustained and nurtured. Again, like I said earlier, this one's a little bit trickier to come back from because a lot of times there's a little bit more habit in this one, a little bit more time to that's like built up. And so because of that, sometimes there can be a little bit more distance or disconnection to work from. Not impossible though, not impossible. The next one is, and I think these get like progressively more challenging, but again, none of these are impossible to come back from. Just, it's good to see where you're at so you can, you know, have a realistic expectation of what you're going to need to do to come back from that place. So the next one, the third one, is when there's a lot of hurt and pain. There's a lot of hurt and pain, either by one partner or experienced by both, it can make it a lot harder to access that love and tenderness that we're usually referencing when we talk about like having that love in a relationship. Now, there may be a diminishment of warmth due to the hurt and pain. Now, the hurt and pain can be because of the faith transition. It can be because of the mixed faith marriage, or it can be from things that predate that. But the hurt and the pain can often act like a blanket, or a barrier is probably a better word. They can act like a barrier to love and tenderness, making it much harder to access that love and tenderness. It becomes like a fence or a blockade between you and your spouse, between you. You're not able to really access that love and that tenderness and that warmth, maybe like you did earlier in your marriage. Okay, these can be some reasons why you fall out of love. Again, they get progressively harder. Now, there can be other reasons as well. I'm not being super comprehensive here, but these are the primary ones that I see. I want to talk about, okay, then, if you recognize the barriers, you recognize what's stopping you from being in love, experiencing love, practicing love, how to fall in love again. Like, how do you do that? Now, I want to preface what I'm about to say with this. It's very simple to fall in love again. It's a simple process. That does not mean it's easy. There's a difference between simple and easy. I want you to know it's simple, but it isn't always easy because it's going to take consistent practice, a consistent work. That's the part that doesn't make it easy. The part that makes it simple is because this is pretty much all you need to do. Is you need to think loving thoughts, you need to feel loving feelings, and you need to take loving action. That is exactly how we create, generate, maintain, and nurture love. You did this at the beginning of your relationship very naturally, and that's what created those wonderful feelings. And I'm inviting you to do it again, no matter what stage you are in your relationship. Think loving thoughts, feel loving feelings, and take loving action. Simple, but not easy. And I want you to like dig deep here. Get creative. And get creative on those thoughts that you're going to deliberately choose to think about you, about your marriage, about your spouse, about this relationship. What are those thoughts? Are they loving right now? Probably not. That's probably why you're listening to this podcast episode. If you do have some thoughts that are currently very loving, think them more often. Think them more frequently. Put them on repeat. Increase the volume. Now, if you fall into the third category we talked about before, the one where there's a lot of hurt and pain, I want to talk about that one a little differently. There's a lot of hurt and pain, and let me elaborate a little bit more on what I mean by that hurt and pain. If there's been things that have happened in your relationship that you personally carry hurt and pain over, that's the hurt and pain I'm talking about. Now, maybe that's your spouse's experience, but I'm talking to you, the individual. So if you carry a lot of hurt and pain from things your spouse has said or things your spouse has done or how things have gone down in your relationship, like I said earlier, that can act as like a barrier to you being able to think those loving thoughts and feel those loving feelings and take that loving action, because it doesn't feel safe, or it doesn't make sense, or it feels too much of a stretch because of the hurt and pain. Like, it creates too much cognitive dissonance for you. Then you're gonna have to first, before you can really build on that skill of falling in love again, you're going to have to first work through and process and address the hurt and pain. You're going to have to work through it. It might not just go away on its own. I know this from my own lived experience. I have some examples of hurt and pain dating 20 years ago. If time truly healed all hurt and pain, that would be well taken care of. Time can help heal some things, but it is not always going to address all the hurt and pain in our life. So it might not just go away on its own. You may need to process through it, unpack it, and learn to let it go more than just ignoring it or hoping it goes away or hoping that time alone will be sufficient. And if you're wondering, okay, Brooke, I think I might have some of that hurt and pain, go back and listen to some of my podcasts on processing emotion. Those are going to be a good place to start if you want to work through some of the hurt and pain. Getting a coach or a therapist is another good way to really start on that too. But just continuing to ignore it, I want you to consider that that might just mean you're keeping a barrier up between you and your ability to experience, nurture, and develop more love in your relationship. This is something else I want to add. And this is a little bit radical, maybe. Maybe not. Depends on who you are. I suggest it's worth developing the skill of falling in love again, no matter what actually happens in your relationship, whether you decide to stay or whether you decide to leave. I think falling in love again is a really great place to start. And here's why. Because it's a gift you give to yourself. It's a gift you give to your own lived experience. It's a gift you give to yourself of love. And whether you decide to stay in this relationship or you decide to leave it for whatever those reasons may be, you'll be experiencing love, acting from love. Now, some people get confused about this. They're like, Brooke, if I was in love again, I wouldn't want to leave the relationship. And that might be true for you, but that also might not be true. That's not a universal conclusion. I think some of the most beautiful things we can offer ourselves and our spouse is to learn how to be loving and to experience love and to think loving thoughts, feel loving feelings, and act from a loving place. Whether we decide to stay in the relationship or leave the relationship, we're at least experiencing love. I don't think that one, like, because you create love doesn't mean you always want to or have to stay in a relationship. You can certainly love somebody and not live with them. You can love someone and not agree with them. You can love someone and not spend any time with them. But it just feels really good to think loving thoughts, to feel loving feelings, and to act in a loving way, to take loving actions. So whatever may play out in your individual marriage, falling in love again is, I think, a skill worth developing and worth exploring. If you want to go, you know, get some extra support on learning how to fall in love again, I have a course, Loving Your Mixed Faith Marriage course. It's specifically designed to help you fall in love again in a 90-day period. It's comprehensive, it's thorough, it's robust. There's a lot of stuff in there specifically to help you work through this process of falling in love again. There's stuff in there to help you to recognize the barriers and things stopping you from experiencing love. There's lots of material in there to help you work through hurt and pain you may be experiencing. Lots and lots of stuff in there to help you think more loving thoughts, feel more loving feelings, and take more loving actions so you can fall in love again in your mixed faith marriage. To learn more about that, just go to brookboothcoaching.com, and on the top banner or on the menu dropdown, you'll be able to see course. Click on that and you can read more about that. Falling in love again is a gift you give yourself, a gift you give those around you, a gift you give to your spouse, to your children. It is an act of self-care. It's also an act of communal care. I think it's one of the most powerful things we can do in our relationships. And I invite you to fall in love again, or to increase the quality of love that you may already be experiencing in your marriage by using these same skills that I've talked about here in this podcast today. All right, wishing you the very best.